أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد علموا لمن اشتراه ما له في الآخرة من خلاق ولبئس ما شروا به أنفسهم لو كانوا يعلمون. In this lengthy ayat where Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala explains about the jadu or in the time of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam, and as we read yesterday, Allah Ta'ala explained that this knowledge which they acquired, it is just of harm. It causes great harm and there is no benefit in it whatsoever. From there we should also learn and understand that whatever knowledge we are acquiring, whatever information, what benefit is in there, what harm is in there. Today one very common thing is the way we are so much interested in sports and in the soccer teams of England and the cricket teams, we know all the players' names also. We know all when they are playing, etc., all those details. What benefit is that for us? There is only harm in there. There is no benefit. And there are a lot of other things also which we just acquiring the knowledge, whether it is just information, that is also a form of knowledge. And there is no benefit in it, only harm. So we should be very careful of what we are acquiring. What is necessary, like for our business, etc., with our cars, what knowledge we require, to the limit that it is necessary, to that limit it is all right. And in the matters of deen, for example, we don't know the basics of deen also. We wouldn't know the names of the children of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but the names of whole cricket teams and soccer teams and which are in other countries also, and we will die for that. So we should see what we are acquiring, what knowledge our children are acquiring, what information are we acquiring. Further, yeah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, and this that they were acquiring this wrong knowledge of jadu, whether it was from the jinnat or whether by test when Allah Ta'ala sent the two farishtas and they came and teach them, they knew very well that they are doing the wrong thing. It wasn't out of ignorance, but they knew very well. وَلَقَدْ عَلِمُوا لَمَنِ اشْتَرَاهُ مَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ. اور وہ خوب جان چکے ہیں کہ جس نے اختیار کیا جادو کو نہیں اس کے لئے آخرت میں کچھ حصہ. And yeah, wow, is qasmiya, that Allah takes a qasam and says they knew very well, they had the knowledge that this which they are buying, that is this knowledge of jadu, and they are selling their lives in return. They are sellouts. Like, unfortunately, for various reasons, many people in the Muslim community, even many scholars, have been sellouts. And they know it just for the benefit of this dunya, just for the temporary gains of this dunya, they have been sold themselves. So Allah says, Allah takes qasam and says, they knew very well that what they are buying, that is this kufr and akhirat, مَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ, there is no share of it whatsoever in the year after. Whether it was the knowledge of the jadu, which was taught by the jinnat, or whether later the two farishtas, Harut and Marut, in order to distinguish for the people what is right and wrong, they taught what is this jadu, and all this which they acquired, whatever knowledge of jadu, there is no share for them whatsoever of anything in the akhirat. So a person must be very careful that what he is acquiring, what knowledge. And this jadu, Maulana Idris Kandilvi rahmatullah alayh, round about 80 years or so ago, right at that time, the effect of reading novels has also got the effect of this jadu, and the effect of looking at magazines, etc., where there are pictures of animate objects, photos, etc. It also has the effect of jadu. And we can see today the cell phone, when a person is busy on it, he's so engrossed in it that he doesn't know anything what is happening around him. Somebody makes him salam or anything, he's not aware. He's so engrossed in that cell phone. This is all the effects of the jadu which is coming. And this, like in our homes, we have got a TV, for example. On top of that, or just nearby, we got a Asmaul Husna, the 99 beautiful names of Allah Ta'ala. Or we got Ayatul Kursi, beautiful in gold, it is there. So this too, and then all the filth and dirt comes on the TV. This mixing of the good and the bad causes also this jadu. Consequently, we find that the wife becomes disobedient, and we wonder that everyone is explaining to her, but she's not understanding. Our children, what thoughts they have got in their minds. And no matter how much we explain to them, they just don't want to understand. Nothing penetrates and goes in their heads. This is all effects of jadu which is there. So we should be very careful of all our engagements and what we are acquiring. Then Allah makes a decision for them and says, وَلَبِئْسَ مَا شَرَوْ بِهِ أَنفُسَهُمْ. اور بہت ہی بری چیز ہے جس کے بدلے بیچتا ہو اپنے آپ کو. And it is a very evil thing for which they have sold themselves. They have become sellouts, and they have become sellouts and bought this jadu. And in return they sold their lives for Jahannam, to go forever and ever into Jahannam. So it is a very bad thing for which they have become sellouts. And unfortunately, good people today, when we are not careful, we also becoming sellouts. And Allah says, لَوْكَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ. Agar unko samajh hoti, had they had some understanding, a person will never sell his iman for any kufr whatsoever. He will never accept the words of non-believers over the words of Allah Ta'ala. He will never choose practices over the practice of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If we just had that understanding, and that is what we must acquire. And it isn't difficult for any Muslim. We just start reading Quran Sharif. We make the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. We have ta'aleem in our homes. We engage in deen, in the original forms of deen, dhikrullah, etc. Allah Ta'ala will open the locks of our hearts. Allah Ta'ala will remove the veils from our eyes. And then a person will see clearly the clear path, the straight path to Allah Ta'ala. So Allah has kept the doors of Tawbah also open for a person, and there is no fear that whatever wrong we have done, just sincere Tawbah and the correct means which we can choose, tilawat of Quran Sharif, reading of Dini Kitabs, Fadail-e-Amal, etc. And the zikr of Allah Ta'ala and the company of the righteous and the pious, coming to the masjid where the farishtas are, all these things will open our hearts and we will see the correct path and the straight path. So Allah has made it easy, and we've got the short life not to buy Jahannam, but to get our Jannat in this life of ours. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshaAllah. Subhanallah.